What we can say is that people are seeing seals more and reporting it. The East Hampton Police Department, researchers at the Riverhead Foundation, and also the Coastal Research and Education Society of Long Island, they all say they're getting more calls on seals, specifically harp seals, a species known to love these super cold Arctic temperatures. Kim Durham is a biologist for the Riverhead Foundation, which rescues sick and stranded sea animals.
We're trying to get a better understanding of how these animals are utilized in the waters of New York. That's been helpful with the public calling them in, but we have also been seeing an increase in reports of animals that are not healthy.
Durham says they have been getting daily calls from beach walkers concerned about harp seals. She says they have also rescued a lot more of them, too. Right now, Durham has 9 seals in her care.
Many of the animals, at least we're getting reports on, are skinny. So they haven't been foraging or taking care of themselves prior to coming here. So by the time they're getting here, many of the animals that we've been responding to are underweight, and due to the fact they're not eating, they're also dehydrated.
Durham says she isn't sure if it's the cold weather that brought the harp seals further south or why they appear sicker. Arthur Koppelman is president of the Coastal Research and Education Society of Long Island. He has a theory, but says ultimately he's none the wiser. Koppelman says from 2010 to 2012, the ice in the harp seal breeding ground of the Gulf of St. Lawrence receded drastically. Entire generations of seals died. But the ice in 2013 was pretty good. So he guesses people just aren't used to seeing them, and now they're back. But for now, it's still a mystery. Researchers say they need a few more weeks to let the season play out before drawing conclusions. Charles Lane, WSHU News.